You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's May 15th, 2025, and welcome to episode 133 of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you for tuning into the show today. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the game Escape the City. But as always, we start the show by checking out some of the gaming news from the past week. And today's story is courtesy of Chris Scullion from over at Video Game Chronicle. And Microsoft announced this week that they will be laying off 3% of their total staff. And it will include all teams from Windows and cloud services to gaming. A recent report placed their total staff numbers at around 228,000 people. That's a lot of people. Meaning that a 3% reduction would equal nearly 7,000 employees, which is a heck of a lot of people. And this comes after their third quarter financial report just a couple of weeks ago that showed revenue for the quarter was up 13% to $70.1 billion. Which, yeah, obviously means that they're in financial trouble and they need to lay people off, right? It's unclear how hard this is going to affect the gaming division specifically, and which teams will take the brunt of it. But this is coming just barely a year after they cut 1,900 jobs from the gaming teams. I'm not going to pretend to, you know how a massive corporation like this works, you know. And obviously a 3% cut looks, you know, worse when you're talking about an organization this massive. But I think that everybody can agree that when a company is as wildly profitable as Microsoft is, any layoffs look really, really bad. When profits exceed expectations, you just simply shouldn't be allowed to make these kinds of cuts. But I guess, how else are you going to create more millionaires and billionaires if it's not by cutting workers off at the knees? Anyhow, how about that Doom game, eh? So, everybody's familiar with escape rooms. They've gotten super popular in recent years. I've done a couple of them, and they are a really fun time. They even have video game versions, like Escape Academy, which is really cool too. But you might not be as familiar with the concept of an outdoor escape room. I mean, you're outside, right? You can escape. But they're actually pretty cool. So my family recently played Escape the City Minneapolis. And this is from the company Escapely. And it's part escape room, part scavenger hunt. You buy the box, which you can order from escapely.com. And I'm guessing you can find them in stores too, like, you know, Games by James. They've got over 40 games tailored to cities around the world. Most are in the U.S., but they've also got ones for like Vancouver and Toronto and even London, I think I saw. Inside the box, you will find various objects like sealed clue envelopes, a pen, some neato spyglasses, and a box that is locked with a numerical padlock. So you start things off, you start the game at home by scanning the QR code that's on the box itself. And that will give you a riddle that you need to solve in order to log on to the Spy Network's website. Once you get in, a video will play which explains the game to you. In our case, we needed to uncover the identities of six secret agents. We were also given an address in Minneapolis that we were told to go to. And once we arrived there, we were supposed to open the first envelope. So off we went. And don't worry, despite what Fox News or other conservative pundits might have you believe, Minneapolis is not some crime-ridden hellscape that looks like a scene out of The Warriors. It's a perfectly lovely city to explore. The address led us to an office building downtown with a large plaza in front of it. And so we opened the first envelope, which contained three clues and a map with a grid on it. So using the clue cards, we figured out that we needed to search for and count certain objects throughout the plaza. Once we had those counted, we used the number of those objects and the shape of them to pinpoint three squares on that that grid map. And then we figured out that by taking the letters on the map that fell into those three squares, we could rearrange them to form the name of the first agent that we were searching for. So then by scanning a QR code that is on that map, we were able to enter that name successfully and were given our next address to go to. Pretty cool. So we grabbed our stuff and headed down to an area near the Guthrie Theater, and we sat on some large steps and opened the next envelope and read the next clue. And at first, we weren't quite sure what we were looking for until we noticed the words etched into the stone of the steps themselves. We were literally sitting on the answers. All of the puzzles are within walking distance to each other, and it was probably about 2 miles total, I would say, of walking. But there's no kind of time limit, so you can stroll around as leisurely as you want. We ended up going to a nearby park, outside of a museum nearby, to US Bank Stadium where the Minnesota Vikings play. It was honestly really, really fun to just, you know, take a walk around this city that I love. And each clue will have something that you need to use in the real world. So, you know, you'll be decoding a, you know, maybe a plaque on a wall, or, you know, in one case, listening to an intercepted radio signal to know where to look at that Viking stadium. The puzzles are all, you know, they were all pretty good. And if you do get stuck on something, like, you know, we did a couple of times, there are several clues for each of the puzzles that you can use to help you along. So you won't have to worry about getting completely stumped. And there's, you know, there's no penalty for using clues. It took us between 2 and 3 hours, I'd say, to finish the game. You know, we figured out who all the secret agents were, and we were able to open that locked box and figure out who the mastermind was behind everything. The whole spy narrative that they're telling is pretty cheesy, and, you know, the final twist was super obvious, but that wasn't really the point of this day. You know, the puzzles themselves were fun, and we got to explore the city. I was totally living out my Amazing Race fantasy, and heck, I even got some exercise. My doctor would be happy. Afterwards, we were in a great neighborhood, so we stopped at a nearby restaurant for an early dinner. And don't worry, the game isn't mean, so they make sure to finish the hunt pretty close to where it started, so you'll be near where you parked. If you like puzzles and you live in or are visiting one of the cities that they offer games for, this was a really fun time that's great for, you know, a group of friends or your family or, heck, probably even, you know, a date night. Good times. Comedy is subjective. Everybody has their own idea of what is funny, whether it's slapstick or, you know, British humor or whatever. I think, though, that everybody can agree that the absolute peak of humor is the dad joke. There is no higher art form, no greater gift to mankind than the humor of a middle-aged dad. For example, what do you call an army of baby soldiers? The infantry. How much does it cost to go swimming with sharks? An arm and a leg. What is it called when you practice your tickling? It's a test tickle. I saw a priest at the gym this morning. He was exercising. Why was the broom late to work? It overswept. What do you call a nun that sleepwalks at night? A Roman Catholic. That's a good one. Want to hear a joke about paper? Never mind, it's terrible. How did the hamburger introduce his girlfriend? Meet Patty. That's stupid. My kid said to me, what rhymes with orange? I said, no, it doesn't. Why was the Mexican on anxiety drugs? For his panic attacks. Oh, no. Oh, okay, that's enough. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.